August the 16th, 2005, 3:46 PM, and we're sitting at Bob Fox's house about to start an interview. I'm Keith Clayton, and what I'd like to do, Bob, is kind of go chronologically.
Well, I guess the interesting part is the medical part, so let me go ahead and just say briefly something about my background. And what's relevant there, I suppose, is that I grew up in Cincinnati, Ohio, and my background would be classified as blue collar, with an ethnic context of German and Irish. German on my father's side, Irish on my mother's side, and really had no tradition of going to college. In fact, my parents just completed the 8th grade.
What did your dad do?
He was a carpenter. And my mother was raised in an orphanage along with her sisters, and moved up a little bit in the socioeconomic scale by becoming a telephone operator, which was a valuable skill.
Operator.
In the 20s. Right. And required some special aptitudes.
Right.
But my background was pretty non-intellectual and pretty non-academic. And I never really had much never gave much thought, or really prepared myself in high school for going to college. And I worked for 3 years between high school and college.
Oh, okay. That accounts for the fact that, despite the fact that you're older than I, you got your PhD 3 years after I did.
That's right.
Okay.
I was able to go to college because I was actually drafted. But there was a delay because of the, I guess, the winding down of the Korean War, so they had more people than they needed. And it was an opportunity to get a deferment further, at least for a year, if you applied to college and applied to the ROTC program. And so I explored that, discovered that I could go to college, could be admitted under a special program where you could get in without having college prep credits, which is a foreign language. This is a program for returning Korean veterans. And I could also enter in mid-year, which was another concession. So I did that, and it changed my life in the sense that I really liked it, did well without hardly any effort, and decided to pursue a college career. And you can do that if you passed an exam sponsored by the draft board, by the Selective Service Commission. If you got a high enough score, you were deferred with the student deferment for 1 year. And if you maintained a certain grade level, your deferment continued. And so I avoided grasp, or worried enough to service by that and get the deferments out of you. I didn't have much money to go to college, and so I lived at home and went to college and worked. I worked almost all the time, often full time. When I went to college, my initial intention was to go to business administration because in that program you could do a cooperative thing where you'd work 8 weeks and then go to school 8 weeks. It was a special thing that Cincinnati had. And just by chance, because I entered it mid-year, I took Arts and Science College, the courses initially, which would transfer to business administration in the fall. But I discovered Arts and Science stuff, academic subjects, didn't know they really existed, and then you could eventually earn a living teaching them and knowing about them. It was really a discovery on my part. In fact, I took psychology as one of the courses at that time and really liked it. But I went on to business administration, and that fall, and thought it was really dull and uninteresting, although I had a good co-op job, did well on the job, I had a lot of job experiences, was a good worker. So I decided to go back to Arts and Science, even though I wasn't admittable in the usual sense, because I didn't have all the college prep courses, 4 years of English, foreign language, maybe something else. But I was admitted with deficiencies back into the Arts and Science College, and became then an Arts and Science student, and decided I had to major, well, I had such a major, and I majored in psychology. And so I've been then in the academic system ever since. And it was natural for me to, to go through the 40 years of undergraduate, and then I looked into graduate school.
Why psychology? That's not good.
Well, psychology, because I was so excited. I was interested in the brain, the biological aspect of it, and I was also interested in the mental components. This combination of the two was fascinating. And I was always interested in science, and psychology had a science component, but my math skills and aptitude weren't really good enough to pursue engineering, which would have been another option, or physics, or chemistry. But I didn't have a chance to really explore those very much because I could never schedule the courses because we always had labs and I had to work. Whereas in the psychology courses, they were just PR courses, and easier to schedule, easier to do. So that was one factor. The other thing was I was also interested in English and had some talent for it. But I found that English was just too subjective, and I was more inclined towards the experimental aspect of psychology.
Any instructor that was a model or anything like that?
There were a number of people I talked to, but nobody would be a model in a special way. I was enthralled with the whole academic environment and the discovery that you could actually make a reasonable living doing something academic. And I thought perhaps I might get a master's degree in something in psychology. And whatever I did, I would make at least as much money as my father made, which was not that much. But I would be doing something reasonably, would have been okay money-wise, but also would have been very interesting. So I really discovered, I really liked book learning, academic stuff. And then I didn't really have the background to apply to a major program in psychology, graduate program in psychology. And I was still living at home and walking to school from home. And had a pretty good academic record, say a B plus, but I don't think I would have people would have generated really outstanding letters from me. But anyway, the idea of applying to a graduate school seemed pretty formidable, and it turned out that it was easy to be admitted to this very weak graduate program at Cincinnati, and they also had an assistantship available to take care of the experimental lab. And I thought that was terrific. And that solved my tuition problem. So I lived at home, had extra money. So I started graduate school. And went to the graduate program. The graduate program was extremely weak, consisting of non-research active professors who were rather old. And several of them retired while I was in graduate school, and some new guys came in from first class programs, primarily from Michigan. Bill Denver, A.B. Christofferson, and they were interested in research and were up to date. So I stayed. Also at the time, got a job as a human factors engineer for a company called Crosley, which was a division of the Echo Corporation. And that was a breakthrough for me in the sense that for the first time I actually had some money, because they paid the human factors people the same as they paid engineers. And so I was working almost full time as a human factors engineer while I was in graduate school. And because I wasn't married, I did a lot of traveling upon him, because I was the one guy who would show up and represent the company at various meetings. Very interesting experience, because AFCO was involved in all sorts of aerospace defense things. I worked on things like the Minuteman missile. We had the contract for the Mezco. We also were competitive for the space capsule, which was the first one, the first space capsule, Mercury. They had projects for submarine, rocket ship, or a very complicated system where And submarine shoots a rocket up and kills another submarine. A radar system. A lot of projects. This was in the 50s, and it was a tremendous defense effort project. So that was a broadening experience. And then I left AFCO and worked full-time as a research psychologist at a state mental hospital in Cincinnati. And the deal there was that I could do research on anything I wanted to do. It was relatable in some way to mental health. And so I did my perception experiments there, including my dissertation, and I thought I'd do it wrong.